Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Unforgiving Places: The Unexpected Origins of American Gun Violence is a 2025 nonfiction book by economist Jens Ludwig that examines gun violence through the lens of behavioral, economics, and urban policy. Rather than treating shootings as the simple result of evil intent, poverty alone, or abstract debates over gun law, the book argues that many acts of gun violence emerge from ordinary interpersonal conflicts that spiral out of control in specific places and moments. Ludwig uses years of research and fieldwork in Chicago to show how environments, social cues, and rapid emotional reactions can shape whether an argument ends in restraint or tragedy. The book is both an explanation of a major public problem and a policy-oriented argument for prevention. Its central purpose is to reframe gun violence as a situational problem that can be interrupted through smarter interventions in schools, public spaces, and high-risk neighborhoods. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, gun violence as an escalated conflict rather than a planned act. A central claim of the book is that many shootings are not best understood as carefully premeditated crimes carried out by inherently violent people. Instead, Ludwig argues that a large share of gun violence begins with ordinary disputes, especially arguments that escalate quickly under pressure. This matters because it changes the causal story. If violence often starts in the middle of a heated interaction, then prevention has to focus on what happens during those moments, not only on long-term background conditions. The book challenges the idea that gun violence is mainly explained by moral weakness, criminality, or broad social pathology. It suggests that people can make catastrophic choices when emotions, status concerns, and immediate threats override reflection. By emphasizing escalation, Ludwig brings attention to the fragile boundary between nonviolent conflict and lethal harm. That framework also helps explain why some settings repeatedly produce violence while others do not, even when they share similar levels of disadvantage. The point is not to deny larger structural problems, but to show that the decisive mechanism is often the failure to de-escalate a specific interaction in time. Secondly, how unforgiving places turn small disputes into deadly outcomes. The title concept refers to locations where the environment makes bad outcomes more likely. Ludwig focuses on the idea that some neighborhoods, blocks, and institutions repeatedly amplify conflict because they lack stabilizing features such as trusted adults, predictable supervision, safe gathering areas, or informal social control. In those settings, a minor insult, misunderstanding, or perceived slight can become much more dangerous than it would elsewhere. The book draws attention to the interaction between people and place behavior is not occurring in a vacuum, but in environments that shape attention, stress, and response. This is one reason the book stands out from explanations that rely only on individual traits. It suggests that violence prevention should identify the specific places where escalation is most likely and then change the conditions there. That may mean redesigning public space, improving lighting, converting vacant lots, or increasing the presence of people who can interrupt conflict. The broader implication is practical: if violence clusters in certain places because those places are unforgiving, then targeted environmental improvements may yield measurable reductions in harm without requiring society to solve every underlying inequality at once. Thirdly, behavioral economics and the limits of purely rational models of violence. Ludwig applies behavioral economics to gun violence by arguing that people in high-stress situations do not always behave as fully deliberative actors. Instead, they rely on fast, intuitive judgment that can misread threats, overreact to disrespect, or turn ambiguity into certainty. This is a major conceptual move because it reframes violence as a problem of decision-making under pressure, not simply as a matter of fixed criminal intent. The book's behavioral approach connects gun violence to broader research on how humans think in moments of uncertainty and emotional arousal. It helps explain why arguments over minor issues can become intensely consequential. The immediate social meaning of a gesture or comment can feel larger than it objectively is. That does not excuse violence, but it does identify a mechanism that policy can target. If some shootings are driven by predictable cognitive errors, then interventions can be designed to slow reactions, reshape cues, and create pauses before escalation. This makes the book especially relevant to readers interested in the practical uses of behavioral science. It also sets the book apart from accounts that treat violence mainly as either a law enforcement issue or a moral failure. Fourthly, prevention through schools, public space, and situational intervention. The policy argument of the book is that violence prevention should focus on the moments and environments where conflict is most likely to turn lethal. Ludwig points to interventions that do not wait for a complete social transformation, but instead reduce risk in concrete settings. These include behavioral training for young people, conflict de-escalation efforts in schools, and improvements to public spaces that make everyday life less tense and more supervised. The logic is that safer environments are not created only by punishment, they are also created by changing the social architecture around conflict, programs that teach students to manage provocation, along with environmental changes, such as pocket parks, lighting, or better use of vacant land, reflect this preventive philosophy. The book's practical strength lies in its refusal to treat solutions as all or nothing. It suggests that modest changes can matter if they are targeted at high-risk situations. This gives policymakers a framework for action that is narrower than sweeping social reform, but more realistic than reactive enforcement alone. The emphasis on intervention is important because it turns gun violence from a seemingly intractable national tragedy into a set of identifiable problems that can be addressed at the local level. Lastly, why the book challenges both tough-on-crime and poverty-first narratives. One of the book's most important contributions is its challenge to two dominant explanations that often shape public debate. On one side is the argument that gun violence is mainly a matter of criminality that can be solved through punishment and policing. On the other is the argument that violence will recede only after deep poverty, segregation, and other structural inequities are broadly fixed. Ludwig does not dismiss structural disadvantage, but he argues that these frameworks miss the immediate mechanism that turns many situations violent. That distinction makes the book intellectually distinctive because it offers a middle path. It keeps attention on context and inequality while insisting on proximate behavioral triggers and place-based intervention. This is also why the book has attracted interest across the political spectrum. It provides a policy language that is less ideologically rigid and more experimentally minded. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of interruption, redesign, and targeted prevention rather than simple slogans. The book, therefore, works as both a critique of familiar assumptions and a proposal for more precise, evidence-oriented public action. Its value lies in showing that gun violence can be approached as a solvable behavioral problem without ignoring the social environments in which it occurs. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, research-based account of American gun violence rather than a partisan argument or a purely moral commentary. Policymakers, criminology students, behavioral scientists, urban planners, educators, and general readers interested in public safety will all find it useful. Its main benefit is that it changes how the problem is understood instead of treating gun violence as either an unsolvable cultural crisis or a simple law and order issue. It identifies the specific situations, places, and decision-making failures where prevention may work. That makes it intellectually valuable and practically relevant. Compared with many books on gun violence, it stands out for its behavioral economics framework and its focus on everyday escalation rather than abstract ideology. It does not promise a single grand fix. Instead, it shows how targeted interventions in schools, neighborhoods, and public spaces can reduce risk in measurable ways. For readers looking for a book that combines empirical thinking with policy realism, Unforgiving Places offers a rare blend of diagnosis and actionable insight. If you would like to support Jens Ludwig, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.